Apple's manufacturing partner in China, Foxconn, announced this week it has the capacity to make iPhones outside China if the U.S.-China trade war intensifies. One wrinkle in the company's plan may be the issue of what are called rare earth metals. Rare earths are 17 chemical elements used in everything from electric vehicles to glass, and China mines the minerals and processes the lion's share of them. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Lisa.
So U.S. industries need rare earth metals and imports 80% of them from China. So China is warning at this time that it may cut off that supply as part of the trade war with the U.S. What are these rare earth metals?
Well, first of all, they're not as rare as we think. It's just that they're hard to mine. We certainly haven't developed the capacity to do so in the United States. So we are really dependent either on getting them from China or processing them in China.
But which is hugely polluting.
That's right. So they are, as you said, 17 different metallic elements, and they're essential parts to many, many high-tech devices. They're in high-tech consumer products like every cell phone, computer hard drives, electric vehicles, hybrid vehicles, flat-screen monitors. They're used in the processing of oil, and they're used in a lot of military applications as well, like guidance systems, displays, lasers, radar, sonar systems. So they're crucial to our technological existence.
Apple itself uses no fewer than 8 rare earth metals in its iPhone. Raytheon uses them for missile guidance systems. Do these companies and others have anywhere else to turn for metals aside from China?
The answer is sort of. There's actually one mine in the United States that harvests rare earth minerals. It's in Mountain Pass, California. In fact, even Mountain Pass takes its rare earth minerals, sends them to China for processing, and then they come back to the United States. However, because of things that the world is concerned about and because of something that China's done in the past, their production of rare earth minerals has gone from about 97% of all of rare earth minerals used in 2010 to about 71% last year. So we're actually trying to minimize the impact that China has on rare earth minerals. However, again, as I say, we produce some in the United States, but we ship it to China to be processed.
And this is not the first time China's threatened to cut its supply of rare earth metals. It followed through back in 2010 when a Chinese trawler collided with two of Japan's Coast Guard ships in the East China Sea. What happened then?
So that was actually the incident that caused a lot of the world to start thinking about new alternatives to Chinese rare earth. The suspension of Chinese shipments lasted only 7 weeks, and in fact, it didn't seem to affect Japanese imports of Chinese rare earth minerals after that. However, China made an announcement at the time that China doesn't want to use rare earth minerals as a bargaining tool because the world is so reliant on them for this. And by cutting off those imports for a while, the exports for a while, the price went up, which caused others to start to think about mining and processing rare earth minerals. So that contributed to the drop from about 97% of rare earth minerals in 2010 down to about 70% today.
Ali, how big a concern is this for U.S. tech and defense firms?
It's very serious. They are really thinking about workarounds. Workarounds can exist. One of the things they're thinking about is the amount of stuff that uses rare earth minerals that are discarded because they're such pollutants. What if we then started taking those out of those pieces of equipment and recycling it? So there's a lot of thought about how this actually gets fixed.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thanks again.
Thanks, Lisa.